Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's EV News Briefly for Thursday, May the 1st. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast today, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Citroën launching a buggy version of its little Ami. This replaces the doors with some metal bars for an open feel. There's also some new gold-finished wheels, a convertible fabric roof, and a new roof spoiler as well. This thing looks awesome and it starts at $8,000. Chery, the Chinese car maker, looks like they're going to be using some unused production Volkswagen capacity in Germany. Facilities they were either looking at offloading, leasing, maybe closing, could be used by Chinese car makers to make their vehicles here and avoid tariffs. Automakers are looking to overturn California's clean air rules. A group of automakers from Ford to GM, Stellantis, Toyota, Volkswagen and Hyundai are fighting in America for the new Congress there to revoke California's emissions waiver, which cleans up the air that we breathe, reduces health problems as well. But that doesn't fit in with car companies wanting to make dirty, stinky combustion vehicles, and so they're fighting as hard as you like, sending letters to Congress and asking for appeals of California's waiver, which 11 other states follow as well, and so they should, to clean up the air in as many places as possible. Mercedes-Benz launches an online version of its configurator for the electric CLA, at least they do in Germany this morning. It starts at 55,000 euros for the CLA 250 Plus. There's a 4MATIC version as well. MG in Australia confirming the entry price starts at $40,000 for the new MG S5, as it is indeed styled, not the MG, pause, S5. No, I think Audi would have a problem with that, so they've removed the space when they write it on the website. It's MG S5, all one word, not an Audi S5, promise. Ford and Volkswagen could collaborate, just like they have done on the Explorer and the Capri, which totally aren't rebadged versions of the ID4 and ID5, because they've been Forded up. But what about the new small VW ID1 and ID2? Could you rebadge that? I mean, sorry, Ford it up a little bit and make a little Fiesta? Oh, yes, please, Ford, please do that. Renault is considering a passenger version of their Trafic E-Tech van. The captain's chairs, that swivelly roundy, following up, I guess they've got that heritage there of the Espace from Renault, which would be very cool. BYD is investing 4 billion euros in their Hungary EV factory. New satellite images showing that thing is going up at a rate of knots. They started last year. First cars off the line will be sometime before the end of this year. It's China speed. NIO is expanding their battery swap stations in Germany. There's now 20 in Germany and 20 in Norway. And there's only one in Denmark. Bless Denmark. But this is the second generation NIO battery swap technology. NIO haven't sold as many cars as they wanted to in Germany, so I don't think those battery swap stations will be particularly overloaded. They can do 312 battery swaps a day. Poland is allocating 1.4 billion euros for different programs to go EV. It's going to be heavy-duty truck charging, also some retail customer incentives as well, up to 10,000 euros if you trade in an old combustion car, if you're a low earner, and also go EV. Volvo is shifting their strategy in the United States. The South Carolina plant does have unused capacity, as well as making the Volvo EX90 and Polestar 3. We could see plug-in hybrid versions of the XC60 and XC90 made there. They still have all the equipment that makes the SPA vehicles, which those ones are based on. The Barcelona City Council and Catalonia are creating a new public charging network in the area to add thousands of new charging stations there. Auckland is adding 44 electric buses to their fleet, which is great. There's now going to be 224 EV buses there. And congratulations to the team at the Volkswagen factory in Zwickau in Germany. The 1 millionth electric vehicle rolling off the line there. It was a ID3. That's briefly...